After debating changes to Humboldt County's vacation rental rules, a majority of the Board of Supervisors voted to make them more stringent than recommended by staff and the Planning Commission. Amendments to the county's short-term rental, or STR, ordinance drew minimal public comment but lots of debate among supervisors at their March 11th meeting. The most debated change is for STRs on agricultural parcels. It loosens a requirement that STRs on agricultural-zoned parcels be farm stays, vacation rentals that offer education on farm operations. At issue was a recommended to waive the farm stay requirement on agricultural parcels smaller than 5 acres. Supervisor Mike Wilson opposed the recommendation and highlighted the county's goals of preventing loss of long-term housing and preserving agricultural lands.
In some ways, what we're seeing here is a movement in the direction to make them even less viable for agriculture. But the thing is a lot of these smaller parcels are adjacent to other ag uses and other ag parcels. Mm-hmm. So actually, the commercialization of those even smaller parcels are the further that you're allowing uses or without any kind of provision to look at them away from those things can impact neighboring parcels, because then there's now you start getting complaints and this, that, and the other, and they're not necessarily uses that are compatible.
The recommended change also allows non-farm stay STRs on ag-zoned parcels of 5 to 10 acres with a special permit, which involves noticing and public hearings if neighbors request them. Wilson supported reducing the lower end of the range from 5 acres to 2.5 acres. Board Chair Michelle Bushnell said areas in her Southern Humboldt district have 5-acre agricultural minimum parcel sizes, with surrounding parcels all being residential, and she noted the cost of the special permit process.
In certain areas, I'm going to reference to Carlotta, Hydesville area, and some subdivisions in the Southern Humboldt area where the zoning is still ag, but they are 5 acres, 5-acre minimums on those. Especially in Carlotta, Hydesville area, the surrounding area, while it is classified ag, is all residential, almost all residential. And I know specifically that this came from a couple applications out of the Carlotta, Hydesville area. And so the special permit is, what, $2,500?
Correct.
And for a process where there are many, many 5-acre parcels and they qualify, I don't know why those applicants would have to pay $2,500.
Bushnell also highlighted economic issues facing property owners, saying, quote, "Maybe they used cannabis in the past to be able to pay their bills. You could do that then, but you can't do that currently. And so this is a grasp for them to be able to make their mortgages." Supervisor Rex Bone also argued against making the rules tougher.
We do a pretty good job of shooting ourselves in the foot and over-regulating everything. These seem like minor. Would you consider these minor changes, John?
Yes.
But we'll spend a couple hours nitpicking the hell out of minor changes to provide income for people in a time where income's pretty stiff right now. I keep hearing, if we're having tough times, the people are having tough times. But we will overregulate this.
Supervisor Natalie Arroyo and Supervisor Steve Madrone supported Wilson's motion to make the minor changes less minor. They voted to reduce the lower end of the farm stay waiver and permit requirement thresholds from 5 acres to 2.5 acres. But for home share SDRs, where owners live in their rentals, the 5-acre threshold applies. Before the vote, Madrone said, quote, "I'm concerned about our housing being converted because we have a serious housing crisis, and that's definitely raising rents and competition for houses for people that want to live in them long term." Bushnell and Bone dissented. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.